When the newly formed Focus Springfield Community Television officially unveiled a brand new $1 million state-of-the-art programming facility on the ground floor of one of the city's most historic buildings, dozens of local dignitaries took part in the grand opening. The region's congressman and the city's mayor helped cut the ceremonial ribbon to open the 7,000-square-foot center from which three public access channels originate. Congressman Richard Neal lauded public access television as a vital part of participatory democracy.
Well, I think the emphasis is on the term community, and that means hearing and airing all sorts of opinions, but not to miss the point that I think in time of the 24-hour news cycle, trying to tame some events in terms of having longer conversations would be a good idea for all of us.
The new public access television hub includes professional-grade digital video and audio equipment, five editing suites, a modern control room, a green room for guests, and a studio with space to seat up to 100 people for performances, town hall-style meetings, or political debates. The operation is funded with about $800,000 annually from the city's cable television contract with Comcast. A new 10-year contract was signed in 2012. Station manager Stephen Carey, one of four paid staffers, said familiar programming such as city council and school committee meetings will continue, along with the staples of public access, the talk and religious shows. He said Focus Springfield plans to develop its own programming.
We're really excited to pull all the people who have all the good stories and see little threads of life that go on in the city that often don't get any exposure. And that's the biggest thing we're excited about, is to let those stories be told and to teach people and give them the digital tools so that they can tell that story and share them.
Springfield residents who want to produce local programming can take how-to classes at no charge and receive some mentoring from the Focus Springfield staff.
We have a large body of people who are excited to come and do performances and movies and things that really haven't been done in the past.
Ayanna Crawford, a teacher in the Springfield Public Schools, said she's been recording an interview show and distributing it on YouTube for a couple of years, and now plans to bring the production to the new public access studios in front of a live audience.
Taking a leap of faith and living out a dream that I've always wanted to do, and that is to produce a show that not only reflects the positive things that are happening in our city, but really brings on people that want to showcase and talk about what they're doing that's really a reflection of this beautiful city that I was born and raised in.
Public access television debuted in Springfield in 1980 at facilities housed in the downtown offices of Continental Cablevision. Mayor Dominic Sardo remembers those early days.
We were hanging out the fifth floor window, Continental Cablevision, on the Main Street in the South End, doing televising the annual Columbus Day Parade. So we come a long way to stay this state-of-the-art studio here.
The new studio is on the ground floor of an eight-story office building that was built by Mass Mutual as their home office in 1908. The space had been vacant for a number of years. There are 15-foot-high windows in the new facility that look out at the intersection of Main and State Streets and allow passersby to look in. The lobby includes a gallery for multimedia displays. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.